Good morning. Welcome to my garden show, Gardening and You. I am Becky Litter from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. This show is about more than the different aspect of gardening. It's about how we can help you with the garden needs. Wow, we have been having some awesome fall weather. Sunny, warm with highs in the 60s. We've also had some clouds and a little cooler out. This next week starts out in the 60s and 70s, but ends up in the highs in the 40s. Looks like rain also. So it's good that I started working on the greenhouse work again. I must move and clean up the rest of the plants off the blacktop. It isn't my favorite job, but with the weather being so pleasant, it is easier. There's some flats to unplant and compost. Also some more plants to move inside. We'll have to need to put up the plastic walls in the west greenhouse as we only heat a third of it. I just can't believe it's this time of year again. How are you doing with your fall work? I found this article about November weather. Sounds like rain, and of course it'll get colder. Sounds like Thanksgiving will be good for our area. Have to see. Here we go with all the holiday seasons. Stay safe and enjoy this mild weather. November 2023 forecast plus Thanksgiving Day predictions. What is in store for November weather? What will the weather be like on Thanksgiving 2023? It's a busy travel time. Will it rain or snow on Thanksgiving? In 2023, this all-important American feast occurs on Thursday, November 23rd, with many Americans getting Thursday and Friday off from work for the holidays. This often means travel. Thanksgiving is one of the top times of the year to travel by road. Over the river to Grandma's house we go. On Thanksgiving, we expect rain along parts of the East Coast, dampening some football games. It may even be cold enough for some early season snow to slow the track in the interior parts of New England. Odds favor a sunny Thanksgiving and Black Friday from the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, and upper Midwest down to the deep south and southern plains. Good weather if you prefer to deep fry your turkey. There'll be some rain and snow showers on the northern plains to the Rockies, while sunshine is expected across the desert southwest. Some rain could dampen travel plans and shopping trips in the Pacific Northwest. For Veterans Day in the U.S. on the 11th, rain showers could dampen parades and celebrations across the eastern part of the country. The sun will shine on the Deep South and much of the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, and Southern Plain regions. Rain and snow showers may occur from the Northern Plains into Rockies, and some rain is expected in the Pacific Northwest. The Southwest looks sunny but cool. Throughout November, cooler than normal weather expected in northern New England. However, we are expected a warmer than normal month in much of the eastern third of the U.S. Temperatures will likely be near or below normal for the upper Midwest to the northern plains and over the Rockies. November also looks to be chiller than average month along the west coast, while much of Alaska and Hawaii will be on the warmer side. Most of Canada will likely be on the colder side, with the best chances for near to above temperatures in southern part of Ontario and in the Yukon. We look for the month to be drier than average across the interior northeast, while the 195 corridor will be stormier. Above normal precipitation is likely in Ohio and Tennessee valleys, western Great Lakes, upper Midwest, and plains. The central Gulf Coast and much of the southeast will also be on the wetter side, although much of Florida will be drier than usual. November will be on the wetter side from the southwest up to the Rockies, which is tend to be drier in the Pacific Northwest. In Canada, near to below average precipitation is expected from the Maritime into Quebec and British Columbia. Above normal precipitation looks likely from Ontario to the Prairies Northwest to Yukon and Northwest Territories. And all of this, we must remember, winter is just around the corner. We can forecast. We can guess what the weather is going to be, but when it comes down to it, we will get what we get. Yes, we need to talk about Larry's Garage. If you do know some work you would like him to do for you, just give us a call or stop in. Larry has spots open for appointments if you need any work done. He's still working and open, so give him a call at 641-794-3337. Thanks and stay well. This next part of the radio show, sharing message I've done for over 26 years. Thanks to all that tell me they hear me on the radio and they enjoy the messages. I'm only the messenger in all this message and in doing the work in the greenhouse. It's the Lord's hand in all of it. It is His work through me. Bible verse Hebrews 10:17. Their sins and their law breaking I will remember no more. Faithful to forgive. God is always faithful to forgive our sins, just as He promised He would. Sometimes people won't forgive us, but God always forgives sin and then forgets it. And we can be thankful to know that there's no limit to God's forgiveness. People often have limits to what they're willing to forgive on and how often they're willing to do it. But God's forgiveness never runs out. People may say they forgive us and then remind us of what we did that hurt them. But God never reminds us of our past sins, because he has forgotten them. When we are reminded of past sins, it is not God bringing them to our remembrance. It is Satan, the accuser of God's people. Reject the lies of the enemy and choose to receive the faithfulness of God to forgive. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I thank you today that you are always faithful to forgive. Regardless of how many times I mess up, I know that you love me and you're faithful to forgive my sins. I am grateful for your forgiveness and I desire to live my best for you in response to your goodness to me. In your name we pray, amen. Till next week, this is Becky Litter from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. Thanks to all you that listen to this program, and be safe this harvest season. Blessings, Larry and Becky.